All right, my name is Pete Shorter. I'm a resident of Sudbury, and we'll be talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Back in September the 20th, 1954, I was visiting my mother on Burwash Road, which is now Highway 69, in the proximity of the Four Corners, which is where Casey's is right now. That's where the actual house was. It was already late evening, and it was dark. I walked out the door, and I happened to gaze up, and I saw an elliptical object, looked like a big cigar with a bunch of rows of lights or windows, in a cloud bank. And there had been reports of different things in the area previous to that, and I said, "Well, my God, this must be what they're looking at." So I went back and I called a buddy of mine who lived on Southview Drive. I said, "Take a look in the sky and see what you see." Well, he couldn't see anything. He looked all over. I tried to tell him it should be southeast, which I thought it was, but that didn't work out. So I jumped in my car and I went down to Southview, got out of the house, and we walked out. We didn't see anything like what I saw. Then all of a sudden we saw a big bright light about the size of smaller than a baseball, over the stacks at Copper Cliff. And a few other people called. We think we had a total of 11 viewers. And the next thing you know, the object started to diminish. It went from, it started heading towards, say, Lively, and it went into infinity, just disappeared. Fast, very fast. And then it appeared again. It came back to a regular size again. And this went on for about half an hour. I don't know if it's the same object, or other object, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then finally, they disappeared. Now, we went down, we phoned the Falcon Bridge Force, Air Force Base, and they said they didn't see anything. But they asked us to come down and fill out a report. Now, due to the denial, we didn't think they were aware of anything like that, but they already had a pre-printed form from Ottawa for UFO sightings, and it showed there were different questions, and then they had you had to draw the size of the sun which would appear to you, and draw the size of the object you thought was in comparison, to get a comparison so they could work it out mathematically. And they figured that this picture, this object we saw, the original object I saw, was about 300 feet in diameter. The other objects, well, they were just light, so we don't know what happened there. But in the meantime, after that, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, there were different articles in the paper, different sightings on Mountain Street in Sudbury. There had been sightings of men in black, not in black suits, but just in black, were seen up in the rocks there, and they apparently there was an investigation. The police went up there, and supposedly they found some kind of liquid that apparently was, they tried to derive what it was made of, which they said they never could find out what it was. And then there had been sightings of men in black on second and third floor windows looking in, and yet there was no fire escape or anything. And then it finally died, and then it went away from there. But staying on the UFOs, I go back to 1940s during the Second World War. I was living on Kathleen Street, just approximately where the Davy Fuels used to be, if you were around at that time, which is the corner of Antwerp and Kathleen Street, next door to the International Hotel. It was a summer evening. We went out, it was late, around 10 o'clock. Something caught our eye. It was in the sky. It was burning bright reddish-orange, maybe 400 or 500 feet in the air. That's what it appeared to be. And it sat there for a good hour. We watched it. Couple of those kids, maybe 2 or 3 kids, we watched it. It didn't rise, it didn't fall, it didn't go anywhere. We thought maybe some plane had crashed and parachutes had jumped out, there was a flare or something along those lines, but nothing ever happened, and that was the last of it. I never thought of UFO flying saucers till I saw these objects in 1954, and I've been following their appearance ever since. To this day, I'm cautious when I look in the sky, because what I saw really frightened me. And we'll be talking to you later on as we find out what's going on. Thank you very much.